Welcome to Performance Day's Functional Fabric Fair podcast. You are listening to an expert talk from November 2019. Ms. Nora Kühner, independent fashion and design consultant, presents Performance Colors by Nora Kühner, kickoff winter 2021-22.
Hi, everybody. Good morning. Happy to see you. I want to talk to you today about performance colors for the next seasons, which means we do first an update of summer 21 and then the kickoff for winter 21-22. The kickoff, I have to admit that for the first time we did it at Functional Fabric Fair in Portland 3 weeks ago. It was really great. It was a great experience and was also very inspiring to exchange with the audience there after the talk about colors, about this points of view or points of interest there in Portland, which is at least, I would say, one of the home bases for outdoor sports. So very interesting feedback also. Just for summer 21, as started in May this year, we already informed you about the first part of our color forecast, which is usually the so-called early color information, where you get colors per story plus the relevant codes of the most important specification systems, means Achroma, Coloro, Pantone, and CSI Dystar codes, plus the information about wash and light fastnesses of the relevant colors which we selected. So up to now, we have by July, end of July, the color magazine, the e-magazine, was ready. You know, our color forecast comes in two parts. The first one is the early color information with just the colors, just the codes, just the wash and light fastnesses. And then the e-magazine, which illustrates each story with graphics, with color combinations, and inspiration for surfaces, for structures. And yeah, the title, As We Like It. Yeah, what do we like? I think we look around and we see what we like. We have shaped the world around us according to our needs, to our wishes, to our dreams. So this is, in general, now a point. And you will see this is what we in the group with my international colleagues, and I'm happy that some of them are here. So very warm welcome from here. We see the color evolution as a flow, a constant flow. And we see things will deepen. Other stories will slow down. But in general, this is all an evolution, and also it's reflecting the way we live, the way we act, the way we design, and like we shape our products and our lives and our planet. What do we like as a special inspiration we got from all this what is around us? We like to inspect everything to micro details or nano particles. We like to have technology. We dream of a self-driving car for years now and whatever is going on. But on the other hand side, there's also this more human-inspired longing for working in an artistical way to come up with things which are definitely not only technology. And because sometimes we have a feeling that there is too much technology. But on the other hand side, we are all still analog, as we just said some minutes ago, that we are still this body, which is analog. And what do we do? But if you look, for example, at Instagram, which is, in the meantime, really one of the major inspirations, also speaking about colors, you have this beauty filter with Beauty 3000, which forms a face, a vision of yourself, of your face, which is not real. It's just something which is, to some people, it might even look a little bit strange or even ugly, maybe, or at least weird. But nevertheless, this is how people like to show themselves to others. So we have to respect this. Well, we may not like it, but it's, there are lots and lots of possibilities today. Everything seems possible as we like it. Everything seems to be possible. And there are a lot of many different things. And we were also discussing in this context what is beauty and what is not beauty, because it's not us to say this is beautiful and this is not. It's an individual decision about what is beauty, what we like. and what we dislike. So these were our main inspirations. We see the modern life in between these facets. And so technology mainly also in our architecture which surrounds us and the way we organize the world with strict grids, rigid structures, and the latest thing, something like Kea and Ori Living developed a so-called robotic furniture which can be adapted to different small living places so that you can say, okay, now I need the living room, and then the furniture can be moved electronically to into another position. So this is all a way of optimizing, of standardizing, of being pragmatic, and of being functional. So, and this is something we in sports have been for many, many decades. This is our main goal, to be functional, to offer to people solutions which are pragmatic, easy to handle. And so our clothing looks like this, more or less. An interesting question which came up in Portland when I was discussing with somebody from a dye stuff company. He said, how to promote colors or a restricted color palette? If you are due to environmental concerns, you can only dye a certain range of colors without harming the environment. Seeing this picture, I would say, if you now imagine, we would have maybe only 99 shades of whatever color, but 99 shades only. So how would you make your brand more visible or recognizable as your brand if it's already now where you have all the possibilities, you know, with 3,000 color shading. So, and it still looks more or less the same. You cannot see, say, which season. You cannot say it's men or women. Is it a running jacket? Is it a skiing jacket? So this is really, this overwhelming success of standardizing and optimizing things in order to get most of money of it. It's really something which we should keep in mind and which we now recognize we cannot continue like this. We are not, we celebrate diversity, but in fact we do the most to change it and to prevent diversity because it makes work, it costs. And so our color reflection of the season or our colors which we selected are a reflection of the will to bring more color in, to play with classic colors and to give them a new twist, to give them a new appeal. And this is what we mean when we say, when we talk about the seasonal core colors. We decided 4 seasons ago, we decided to come up with this color way of working with color, that we said we have 6 stories per season. And each story is composed by 6 to 8 shades. But in every story, there is a trio of leading colors, core colors, which set the tone. And they are the ones who dominate the color input, and the others are just touches of accents and which underline maybe a difference or which give a new appeal. But these are the colors per story which set the tone. So the first one, but or not, is clearly a technical story where we reflect this will of a lot of people to change their bodies, to get things into their body or to add things to the body, where we are losing the analog context of the human body, and where we see visions of future human beings, despite we forget to discuss what does it mean to be a human being in the 21st century. So the question we ask is, but or not, in all these grids and strict structures, which are also inspirations for graphics, which we see in this story, there's a lot of movement, despite the fact that it's all very organized. So the movement is also very well organized. There are fragments of movement, but still the story is organized and very clear, and so are the colors. So the color range is a very familiar one, but we explicitly didn't want to have the dark bluish tones. We want to have a more bright and more grayish shading to reflect technology, so that is more a mood like this one here, where you see the dissolving picture of yourself or of the human being. What are we? What are we supposed to be in the future? And so the colors reflect this with these two grayish tones. The leading trio is composed by this number 1, 2, and 3. So bluish, steelish gray, and a light gray, and then a brilliant red. And the other colors, as mentioned before, just set accents, and especially the number 8. The orange, it's a warm orange, bringing at least a little bit of human warmth and earthy warmth to this story. You see also here again the strict grids with, like my colleague from Germany, Angelika, she did some graphics, and this is the way you also get recommendations for how to use or to set up graphics in our color forecast. And this technological aspect takes us directly to our next picture and our next story, which is called Digital Magnetism. The inspiration for this story you see here. So it's about Nunuri, a digital influencer with already hundreds of thousands of followers. Voji is only digital. And Voji, she's only digital. So she gets also invitations for dinner, for meetings. And the creator of Nunuri, he says, I explicitly designed her in a way that everybody can recognize that she is not real. So the big head, the big eyes, and this puppy face. But nevertheless, people don't realize that she is not real. So they want to meet her, they want to have pictures with her. And so for a lot of people, the real life is also in the virtual world. And of course, all the possibilities to do really or to shape a real virtual world have grown to infinity. So yeah, we use it and we do it. And for a lot of people, this is really the world they want to live in. Very interesting. I can only recommend to follow a little bit the work of Neri Oxman. She, this is a piece of clothing from a Mysterious Wanderers, which is meant something to be a suit for wandering around in space and survive. And it's not by composing a piece of clothing with fabric, with accessories and things like this. But instead, she believes we will be able to grow, or we are already able to grow clothing. So clothing is growing with the help of fungi, of bacteria, and so on, and with working with cell cultures. So this is something which has grown. It's not put together. It's not assembled. So therefore, very interesting thing, and it's worth following her. So the digital magnetism, the story is a very, very brilliant one with the colors of the screen, as our perception of color has really changed due to all the screens around us. We see lots more really strong colors, really intense and saturated colors. And we selected here as the strong color here is this a little bit acid yellow, number 11. And then number 9 and 10, they give the background for this setting, a smoother background, so that the brilliancy of 11 and the green, this really strong green, artificial green, knotted green, which can be found in nature, and the blue, the brilliant electric blue, really can sparkle and provide their glamour. So, and just another two pictures to show what is possible and how we use it. For example, in architecture, a building like this building on the right-hand side wouldn't have been able to construct something like this before the time of computers and the capacities of calculating, of really setting up the structure and forming the forms which are necessary to construct something like this. And also here, this digital illustration, which is an artwork, just gives a vision of what you can do with the human body and face. And of course, it's wonderful, it's playful, it offers great chances, but we, in clothing, we still have to deal with the analog thing, at least for the moment. So the next story, what we see as we like it, and as mentioned in the beginning, is to set ourselves on stage, to give different facets of our way of life, to show people what we can be. We can be everything, anything, or we can be everyone. We just have to make it. We have the tools, at least the digital tools, to change our pictures. So the story is called All About Me. And the colors are completely earthy, warm colors, skinny tones, and a lot of warm reddish tones, so that it's really a very familiar feeling, a very cozy feeling, very much in tune with our body and our natural environment. And we had a lot of really super feedback to this story, also especially also in, of course, in underwear, but also in fitness and gym and swimwear. So this is a story which really goes more closer to the body. And but I think it's also a very nice topic for outdoor shirts, for doing nice checks. The coloring is beautiful, and you always have the basic outdoor, typically outdoor colors like 21, 22, which you can combine with them, and you can enliven them with these colors. Here are some more inspirations. It's really about creating special moments, a story of what, if you follow people on Instagram, they are in search of crazy, weird, ugly, beautiful, extreme situations, and to show these to the world, whether somebody is interested in or not. But we want to show it. We have been there, or we have done this. So it's all about this kind of exhibit your life to others. And the next story, Power Play. And I think when we started talking about this story, it's also that we see now, and this was very feelable in our discussions for winter 21, 22, when we met in Italy with some Italian colleagues for discussing the trends of the power play of human beings has caused really big problems for our planet, for our home base. And we have to rethink more than ever how we act and how we consume. And of course, as designers, we have a responsibility also for the products we shape and which we bring to the users. So Power Play is a very strong story. A lot of light in there, also in the colors, very saturated colors. Also here, a lot of movement. We see that a lot of things are in disruption right now, and that we have to, we know that we have to change, and things change. And so our graphics reflect this, this will to move and to see different layers overlapping, colliding. There's a lot of positive and negative energy, and we try to reflected with our color range. Very strong contrast in between this soft sandy beige, number 19, and then the 24, which is a super dark burgundy with an earthy touch, and then highlighted and really brought to life by 27, a soft mint. And then we have the colors, very strong accent colors, and bringing the whole story into a dynamic mood, which is really sporty. The inspiration for our next story was really taken from nature. The story's title is Beyond Measure. And what we have done beyond measure is exploiting living on Earth without thinking of tomorrow. And I want to show you just this perfect example of this is the Aral Sea, which in used to be the fourth greatest lake in the world. This is a picture of 1989. And in 2008, this is all what is left. And not only has the water disappeared, but the soil is salty. You cannot use it. It's really, and this is due also here again, also the responsibility of the needs of the textile industry. It's mainly the water has been used, overused for cultivating cotton. And yeah, and there was not enough water for intense cultivation of cotton in an area like this, where water is scarce. So I think this is also something we know right now that we have to change, we have to rethink. And this is a really a big task for also for us designers to bring our input for responsible design in a world which needs it really very urgently. So Beyond Measure, a reflection of what we do and what we are able to do. As an Italian colleague from just wrote for in his contribution for winter 21-22, each one of us has an individual DNA, but all together we are force. And I want to add, and whether this force is positive or negative, it's up to us. And so, and I'm sure my Italian colleague Pierre Calegarini, he thinks that it's we should be a positive force to change the world. So therefore, we have a responsibility. We have the planet in our hands, and the colors here very earthy, a very warm spirit, a very cozy, familiar feeling, because this is what we need as an counterbalance to this all this technology and all these environment, especially in urban environments, all these steel and glassy facades, all this, it really evokes the desire for warmer and different colors. To give also a more human feeling. So we liked very much this combination of this sandy tone together with the skin and the burnt orange, and then a strong petrol blue, very intense. The colors really very saturated, so it's also important to have to use the right fabrics, the fabrics which can give this deep and intense and saturated color feeling. Something I always underline that I really think we have to work and try more how each fabric fits with a certain color, because we can. You know, we all know we don't get the same color result in any fabric, and it's really we can. Some colors can be killed by fabrics, and on the other hand side, some colors kill the fabric. So especially, I like very much also here the inspiration from our French colleague and with all these forms and shapes taken from nature. And then what you see also in the Trend Forum, we already saw it in May, these oily, iridescent, shimmering surfaces for a lot of fabrics which really reflect nature's glamour. So the picture on the right-hand side, it definitely is not Photoshop. The leaves are like this. I took this picture in the Botanical Garden in New York. So it was really like this. And I thought it's exactly what we try to do in our fabrics and to show. So this shimmering, glimmering surfaces are also a reflection of what we see. We don't see usually when we work on the screen and in everyday life when we go through the streets of our environments. We don't see color clearly. We see overlaying colors, and we see a glimpse there. So it's always about this fluid environment and fluid impressions we gather along over the day. So the next story, the final story for summer 21, is the Planetary Garden. And here we wish to underline also the role of nature and of our natural environments for us. We want to relax. We want one of the booming industries today is the setup of resorts, big resorts where people can have a luxury retreat, where they can do yoga, meditate, and whatever in faraway places, far away from everyday struggle. And so in Japan, for example, this is a group of architects which uses tunnels from railways, which are no longer used for railways, for railway traffic, and they've transformed them into places where you can just relax, take your time out, and get calm again, I would say. So this is a very green story. We also have here again, and this was the undertone of the whole color forecast for summer 21, where we see a lot of natural colors, colors really taken from nature, which are not typically on the screen, but you can find it also in nature. And we love this mood of number 16, the Stark Petrel, with this yellowish tone, and then the khaki one. And just brought to life and to give a little bit of warmer touch with number 20, or again, a skinny tone, and this burnt ochre. And a very interesting exhibition in New York this summer was in the Cooper Hewitt Museum. And I think this is something we should keep in mind. Have you been ever inspired by a skyscraper or the structure of a skyscraper or modern architecture? Or what is your main inspiration source? I think it's still nature. It has been over the whole history of mankind, as we reflected also in our focus topic in May here when we talked at Performance Days about beauty. And it's mainly we feel inspired by nature. And I feel it's very often we don't feel so much inspired by what we have done, what product, whether product or a vase or something like this. But mainly we look to nature, or we see something, a special mood out in nature, and then we try to find colors in a way which fit this. So here, design at the intersection of technology and biology. So a lot of the modern technology enables us to form new things or things in a different way, to come up with new structures like this 3D printed kind of ways. And technology enables us to really develop new ideas. But on the other side, it enables us to come up with buildings which bring back nature into our cities. So this was our inspiration for Summer 21, the whole magazine of 40 pages of graphics is available at Performance Day's website for free. You just have to register under in the trend section. So, and now let's have a look at winter. Of course, the circumstances don't change. So we see we have all these problems and crises. We have political crisis. We have environmental crisis. We have the fact that a lot of people live in already in virtual worlds. We see that a lot of our work and that our life is changing due to a lot of tasks and work is overtaken by algorithms, robots, and it will grow and grow. So, yeah. And what does it mean for us in sports? For example, I'm sure nobody will like to surf in the plastic garbage patch in the Pacific Ocean. I think we should be aware that it's our industry. We know that we have a big, big negative impact on the environment. We have had it for years now, or for decades. We know it. And slowly but surely, we destroy the base of our business, I guess, because nobody wants to surf in the plastic garbage bin. Nobody wants to swim in such water. And on the other hand side, more people discover the attraction of e-sports. And so what equipment can we sell to them? And also virtual sports, doing sports in this way. Here, people staying at home, doing in their own place some sports. And on the other hand, the ski opening 2018, last year, in Kitzbühel, this famous spot in Austria. Is this really the world we dream of, where you have such a wide strip of snow, of technical snow? For example, when I'm in Portland, when I discussed with some people the winter sport thing, they said they were completely astonished that we need to have technical snow. And I said, no resort in the Alps would be able to make a season without technical snow. We already need it, which was really completely funny to them, because we have up to areas where we have up to 13 meters snow not so far away from Portland. I know that technical snow is preferred usually by the people who administrate or who do the administration for a skiing resort or skiing area, because once again here, pragmatic, functional, you can calculate with it because you can prepare it. It's not like this funny thing which is coming from the sky, which comes when it wants and when and it goes when it wants. So technical snow, because this is really funny to me. I'm a passionate skier, and I hate technical snow. And therefore I have a lot of discussions with the people who prepare the technical snow. And to hear that the technical snow is better than the natural one, because you can calculate it, it seems a little bit strange to me. And this will be really a thing we have to discuss as a sector which works for the sports people. What the typical and the long-term relationship was, sport was connected to nature and to physicality, to the analog body. What will happen to this if more and more people do virtual sports, they do sports, e-sports, and we cannot get out because the environment is not allowing me to do so? Or we had in my masterclass project at ISPO, we had last time a big discussion amongst the students about the difficulties of doing sports anytime you want. For example, in Beijing, if the air is not allowing it, what do you do? If you can, because it's so polluted that you cannot go out. And it's not only in a city like Beijing. There are many other cities around the world who have problems, which have these problems. So really, we have to think about what will happen to sports and our business if you continue like this, like we have always done, and like it's hard to change. But we have to do it. We have to come up with a change. And if we think of esports, virtual sports, as I asked before, which products can we offer? Maybe clothing will only be a projection. We just sell pictures. Or like here, a Norwegian company, Carlings, and they did this collection especially for influencers, because influencers very often buy just an outfit to make a nice picture, to an attractive picture, and then throw away the clothing they bought. because we need it just for the moment, for the picture. And in order to be more sustainable, to offer the possibility to be more sustainable as an influencer, this company, and there are already others following this example, they do this virtual clothing. It's just digital. You send in, as an influencer, you send in your picture and they adapt a nice piece to your picture and you make your post and then this is it. So, and no, not so much negative impact on the environment. So, therefore, our story, our keyword is in between and encounters. I would also add collisions, because clashing of cultures, clashing of desires, clashing of political ideas, whatever. So encounters can be also collisions and in between. And our colors for the season in between, for winter 21-22, very light. I had a long talk with a journalist from California. She said, I'm really astonished. I love these colors. They are so light and they are so superb. They are really very attractive, very appealing. And when I saw this picture the first time, when I put it up like this, I really was also thinking, hey, we did a good job. And thanks, Mirella. Thanks, Felicia. I really think we have done a very good story. And the color spirit was, as said, well appreciated in Portland. As in between thing, we know, and of course Dystar, when I asked them for wash and light fastness, they said, it's not achievable, number 36. And I said, yes, I know, but we thought we have to have a joker, because a joker is also in between. It can take any mark and any work, can be everything and nothing. And so we said, this number 36 fits to every story. It's our joker. If you think this is not hot enough, not spicy enough, you add the fluo just as a print or an all-over print or a zipper, and then it's looking completely different. And I think this is also something which we experienced when we were discussing about colors, that we have to check our way of working and thinking with color. The times are changing, and we have to change also. We have to question how we work and how we proceed and how we interpret. And this will be really a stunning thing to do for the next seasons. So our first story is Midair. It's a very soft and light story, as said, as hidden in the word Midair. It's something, we have a feeling, we flow in Midair, we are hovering around, not knowing exactly which path to follow, where will we go to with our developments. And so we will see these very light tones, sorry, very natural ones. Again, we still keep this iridescent shimmers, but much lighter. And on the other hand side, we see a little bit of distance. So these colors are not that familiar, like that cozy, like, for example, some of the summer color forecast. They are more, they keep the distance. Nevertheless, they are very attractive, very appealing, and a perfect introduction to the season. The next thing reflects, of course, that a lot of us are really already living in virtual worlds more and more, so lost in illusion. It's not analog, it's not there. It's imitation, it's illusion, whatever you want to say. But it's getting real more and more. And the colors we have here are colors which reflect this, because we have seen also in the computer games within the last years that the colors and the surroundings which are shown are more and more getting into natural environments or approaching natural environments. So it's not only about ancient environments with some warriors running around or so. It's getting closer and closer. It's getting more natural, more the world, in terms of color, more the world we know. So it's wandering around in parallel worlds, reflecting all the possibilities. All this is super attractive just to play around, to see new things, to see new things closely with your VR glasses. And what do we do with these people? Which products we offer? How to make them move? Interesting questions which arise. Cut Loose is a story with a lot of energy, with a lot of power, very excessive in a way, extreme, going to extremes, because this is what we have done up to now. We exploited as much as we could, we consume as much as we can, and now we have this morning already somebody was mentioning in a discussion, in a conversation, a short conversation, the less we have to get accustomed to less, maybe. And why not? Because if we lose weight after winter to get in shape for the beach, we are happy that we have less weight. There it's attractive. But in consuming, how do we make less more attractive? So it's also a very big question and a big challenge for designers to work on this topic. And so the colors, as you see here, very very intense, very saturated, a trio of reddish tones, and then contrasted with yellow, an acid yellow and a very light yellow, and then calming down the whole scenery with bluish sky, a very light sky. And this story takes inspiration and reflects what we have been done with strict structures which we which we brought to nature, but then again nature in all its splendor, and also the leftovers from our textile production and other things, and then how to make things be loved again, to work with the leftovers, with the outdated garments. So this is a story where it's all in. And I'm looking forward to working on this story to bring also up new ideas of how we as designers can be more innovative with working with the old and, again, loved stuff. I love a sentence of Christopher Rayburn, which he said to my students in masterclass. It's about... The first thing he told them, you don't have to bring in new stuff to the world. There is enough. Just try to work with this first before you bring in new stuff. So I think this is a sentence to remember. So the next story, the fourth one, is where symmetry unfolds, a reflection of the architecture and the technology which tries to functionalize, to pragmatize, to optimize, to standardize. Symmetry can be very beautiful. We all know that we are attracted by symmetrical things. But if symmetry is too perfect, then we are not interested to keep it. Because also perfect computer simulation of perfect faces, they are not attractive to us. This is scientifically proved. You have to have a little break to break symmetry, to bring in some irregularity, and then it works. So the colors reflect this this glassy, steely feeling with this soft bluish or greenish blue, and then the strong one, which is more a swimming pool color, the 22, and then we have a skinny tone, a soft skinny tone. This is also something very interesting, that the skinny tones, even in sports, we have now get used to use them really in a, not only for the underwear, the bra also, but it's really now a color which can also be used for shirts, for tops, also for men. I had a visitor in my audience who was really just perfectly dressed in a shirt and a jacket in these skinny, rosy, mauve tone combinations. Of course, not plain color, but structured fabrics, but beautiful, yeah. we would beautifully have fit in this picture. And splendid isolation, I couldn't resist keep it, because everybody sets up its own bubble. We live in our own bubbles. We have a bitter problem today to get together as society, to exchange on and to find to compromises. But it won't work. We have to work together. And if you see here the colors, which are inspired by this picture, we see a rather darker mood, but on the other hand side, a lot of light, 29 with soft violet, and 28 with grayish tone bring in some light, and of course, this not so usual number 13, the green, really gives it a shift so that it's not that dark and it's more positive and a very intense color feeling. And I like this story very much from colors, because I think it's a very interesting story also for outdoor sports, again, for winter outdoor sports. And the response in Portland was very good to this. Finally, and even the American audience was asking me, hey, Nora, what is this word you used in your last story? Zemsi. I wrote it in English, being together. Zemsi comes from Austria, from a small part of Austria. This is an means to be together. So, and I loved it, and I thought, so if other people come up with some abbreviations of formal, whatever words, kind of new words, we can also come up with a new word. And so we all liked it. And I thanks to my Italian colleagues, who also said, it's nice, it's a nice word. And nearly everyone can speak it out properly. So Zemsi, and as the colleague, as Pierre said, we have each our individual DNA, but together we are a force and we can move something. And what is better to create a feeling of community than eating together to share a meal? And so our colors are inspired also by the spices, the color of spices, and the very warm feeling. And our joker, of course, has to be in to highlight it, to give a real strong input, to make an impact on the story. And I love this story. I think this is also great for skiing, for border wear. A very strong story. And yeah, we are now up to finish the early color information with all the codes for Pantone, Diastar, Achroma, and Coloro. This will be ready within the next 2 weeks. And then we make a mailing, or Performance Day does a mailing, and you can register and get it. So within the next 2 weeks, you will be able to have all the information about the colors, the story, just the mood board per story. And then we continue with working on the e-magazine, which will be ready by end of January, so around ISPO time. And please really take advantage of this cost-free service. And we know that a lot of you do. We are really happy that so many register, because it's really for us as makers of a color card also important to be in exchange, to get your feedback. And as you know, I love to discuss with you, so feel free to come to my booth or let's have a short chat afterwards here. And just my last picture with a message or with a thought. I was, as said, in Portland, and I traveled a little bit around Oregon and the Pacific Coast too. And I was standing one day at a viewpoint there and looking at this most overwhelming scenic beauty of a landscape. And this is a very wise man, and at the beginning of the 20th century, in between 1911 and 1915, was governor of Oregon State. And he said, all this, the Pacific Coast, here along the Oregon State's coast, has to be protected and preserved for future generations. So, and my question, the question I came to me, why is no one today able to say something like this? We all want perfect nature. When you do your vacation, you don't want to see the plastic garbage patch. So you want, we don't want to do sports in wonderful environments. And main, and we hope not so many people there. And so, and yes, why can't anybody of us say, let's protect this wonderful place called Earth for future generations? So this, I hope we will make it. We are sports people. We are used to challenges. Let's do our best. And thanks for listening. Thanks.
Thank you for listening to Performance Day's Functional Fabric Fair podcast. To get your free ticket for the next fair or listen to other expert talks, go to performancedays.com. Copyright November 2019 by Design and Development GmbH Textile Consult. All rights are reserved.